peanut butter makers face crunch. Another hot, dry summer has devastated this year's peanut crop, sending prices skyrocketing and forcing peanut butter brands including Jif, Skippy, and Peter Pan into startling price increases. Wholesale prices for big-selling Jif are going up 30% starting in November, while Peter Pan will raise prices as much as 24% in a couple weeks. Unilever wouldn't comment on its pricing plan for its Skippy peanut butter, but a spokesman for Wegmans Food Markets, a supermarket chain in the Northeast U.S., said wholesale prices for all brands it carries, including Skippy, are 30 to 35% higher than a year ago. Kraft Foods Inc., which launched Planters peanut butter in June, is raising prices 40% on October 31st, a spokeswoman said. The U.S. Department of Agriculture estimates the current spot price for a ton of unprocessed runner peanuts, commonly used in peanut butter, is about $1,150 a ton, which is up from about $450 a year ago. A pound of shelled peanuts, meanwhile, would fetch $1.20 currently, one broker said, up from 52 cents a year ago. The tight peanut supply means peanut butter costs will eventually make their way to consumers, who are facing higher prices on just about everything they buy in the supermarkets. While prices for food consumed at home are broadly up 6% versus a year ago, the increase in peanut butter should be immediately noticeable and take a bite out of disposable income. A 30% increase on an 18-ounce jar of Jif would add 94 cents to the $3.14 price at Target Corp store in Jersey City. As with any crop, the challenges facing peanut farmers begin and end with the weather. In Georgia, the leading U.S. peanut-producing state, the planting season was the driest in memory for John Harrell, a sixth-generation peanut farmer in Wiggum. Peanuts, typically planted between mid-April and the beginning of June, had to wait until several weeks after that for any rains, he said. I don't remember a year that you didn't catch a shower or had so little moisture in the ground to get the seed up, said Mr. Harrell, age 56. It was dry about as deep as you can dig down. Compounding the problems was that some of the farmers devoted more of their fields to crops like cotton, which was fetching a high price. The USDA Agriculture estimates a 17% drop in the peanut crop this year to 3.46 billion pounds. Of added concern is the quality of the crop, scorching heat, especially in Texas, singed many peanut plants as they developed, leaving more peanuts destined to be processed into oil rather than the edible quality that shelled and turned into peanut butter. Only 38% of the U.S. peanut crop was rated good or excellent last month, down from about 60% a year ago. Smucker, the world's largest peanut buyer and maker of Jif peanut butter, is taking action to make sure it has enough peanut butter to stock shelves. It temporarily stopped making 8 varieties in certain sizes, like 40-ounce jars or reduced-fat creamy spread, which won't be available again until January.